It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And it's a little cloudy over here today, but that's okay. It's all right. We're going to get through it. It's a holiday week, so you know what that is. It's a short week. KC, do we have a poll question for today?
Yes, sir, we do. So after the Carolina Panthers lost this Sunday, poll question is, even after last week's loss, will the Panthers make the playoffs?
You mean the Carolina Panthers?
The Carolina Panthers, my good friend. Yes, sir. So far, 77% of the voters say no, they will not. 23% say yes, they will.
Nobody believes? Let's see. Why don't they believe?
Well, they don't believe because if you had the same poll question for the Washington football team, you still had the same results as well. So,
we're going to the playoffs. See, you know.
I'm talking about participating in the game. I mean, we could always go to the playoffs, but I mean, be one of the teams that's participating in the playoffs.
I tell you what. We'll get a box, so you can come, the Raiders. So Cam and the Panthers can come. And we can also, we get to sit together. How about that?
That's fine. Because none of us are going to be in the playoffs.
You're not going.
I've already conceded we're not going because we got internal, we got issues. We have issues off the field. I keep saying this. And those are real issues we have. So, there it
really?
Is. Yeah.
Those things, I mean, the locker room. Yeah. The locker room is fractured.
So, what other team has the same challenges that we have? Yeah,
team has that. Well, starting with the head coach. So you guys are the only one this year with that challenge. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Urban Meyer gave his team a little bit of a challenge early in the year, but you know, they were
what team they were
horrible.
Head
anyway.
Coach, what team head coach allegedly been accused for saying some racial things about people and about black people, and he have black people on his team? Jeff, what coach?
Well, there's no team that has that now.
Right.
Urban Meyer was a somewhat of a distraction.
Urban Meyer? But that team sucked, though. Jacksonville, we know Jacksonville. We're not even concerned about that. I'm talking about a team.
Oh, you mean a team that was pretty good.
Yeah, a team that was playing pretty well. I mean, we have these off-the-field distractions that is gonna affecting us on the field. That's all I'm saying.
So in order for me to be fair, we're just talking about the Las Vegas Raiders for just a second. So I can, you know, analyze this correctly. What should the expectations be for this team? So I don't put expectations on this team that they're really not warranted. And then hopefully.
No, I think we're done. I think we're gonna mellow it. It's just a terrible
all
year.
Right.
It's a terrible year. One of the most popular guys on the team, deep threat. His life is pretty much over. He's gonna be in prison probably the rest of his life, if not before, you know. So and having that on the back, it's just bad, man. It's just bad karma. It's not good. So yeah, we're gonna mail them. Some of those guys probably don't want to play anymore this year.
Okay.
To be fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. I'll take that. We had a lot of football action over the weekend. New England. Started it off with a win over Atlanta. There was no surprise there. And Reese was right about Mac Jones. Mac Jones is playing well.
Say that again. So what did you just say?
I said Mac Jones was playing well. I said there's no surprise about New England coming out with a win over Atlanta.
Okay, let me record this. But go ahead.
Was there something else I said? I got caught up. I was in the moment.
You said Reese was right.
Whoa. So, whoa.
Yeah, you said it. You said it. I didn't say it.
Wow. Okay. Damn. Let me check my coffee.
Yeah, check your coffee.
Let me check my coffee. There's too much in there. Too much juice. Too much dip on the chip today. Whatever. All of that. Indianapolis over Buffalo. Is Buffalo in trouble? Indy came out on top 41-15 over Buffalo. Is Buffalo in trouble here?
Yes.
What happened?
I think so.
What happened? Anybody know?
They're in trouble because Indy obviously is playing well, but the main issue is that the Patriots have their swag back. Yeah, that's their main issue. They got to pay them twice. They haven't played them yet.
Who lost to Jacksonville? Somebody lost to Jacksonville, didn't? Who lost to Jacksonville?
Buffalo.
Ooh.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Yeah, they in trouble.
There you go.
Yeah, they in trouble. Yeah, they in trouble. I thought it was them. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. So you lost to Jacksonville, and now you just got mollywopped by Indy. Uh-oh, not looking good, which makes my team losing to them even worse. Baltimore beating up on Chicago 16-13. All right. You buying Chicago, Reese?
No. Chicago's done, too.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I mean, this time of year where you're gonna start figuring out who's going to be there close to the end.
Yeah, it's starting to shake out. So teams that won this weekend are probably teams that are going to be in the conversation. So, yeah. Detroit and Cleveland, who cares? Like, for real. Cleveland won 13-10. But
Cleveland almost lost that game.
I know, right? Again, who cares? Wow, the Texans and Tennessee.
Yeah, that was a bad loss on the Titans. That's just a bad loss.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about them now because they lost to Jets. They lost to the Jets. Yeah. Then they lose to the Houston Texans. Come on, give it a break, man.
Did Derrick Henry mean that much to that offense and that team?
They could beat
because he doesn't play defense. By the way.
Right, but they could beat the Texans without Derrick Henry. You know that. Tannehill threw four interceptions. They just, they probably mailed it in.
I think they tried to put too much emphasis on Tannehill's arm once they lost Derrick Henry, and I think that's just messed up the whole.
Don't they have AP in the backfield?
Yeah, and he gave him 40. Gave him 40 yards yesterday. Now here's a game that I wanted to talk about. Since the greatest man on earth I don't know what to make of this team. Minnesota Vikings taking on the Green Bay Packers. Minnesota came out on top 34-31.
Oh, let me help you out. My respect for the greatest man on earth, Aaron Rodgers, went up twofold. They lose because of him. If you watch this game, they damn sure lose because of him. Four touchdowns? Kidding me? Come on, bro.
No, he did his part.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say.
He did his part. I mean, he's pretty – outside of the first game of the year, I think Aaron Rodgers has been – matter of fact, he even played the game he missed for COVID. So,
I mean, 385 yards.
He played well that game. he ain't had a bad game since the first one. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, I think you're right about that, including the one he didn't play in.
Exactly. So, he's okay. But they lost to Minnesota – it was just a weird game. You're right. They shouldn't have lost. But shout out to Minnesota. I don't know if I should buy that or not. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a big win for them, though. Because typically they lost so many one-point games this season. So that was a good look for them to win that one.
And also in the Who Cares Bowl is Miami and New York, the New York Jets. Miami came out on top 24-17.
And the only reason I care about this is because of Tua and Wallow. Shout out 205. That's Alabama, Crimson Tide, Tuscaloosa, all that. That's the only reason I care about this one. They play well. But Jets not that good either, though. So.
Here's the game that's going to – there's the game which is why I think – the outcome of this game is why, which is why I think the Panthers have a shot to still make it to the playoffs. The New Orleans Saints went down hard to the Philadelphia Eagles 40-29. The Saints are out of it, right? Jameis Winston going down. This team is in a tailspin. I think they're probably going to be out of it. So okay. For the NFC, for the South, that leaves it open for the Panthers now. They got to win now. Well, they still got to win.
Yeah, but you have another team in that same –
Who's that?
The division. That would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, that's right. And we just owned them like 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
We owned them.
Yeah, you guys owned them. My bad. Mm-hmm. True statement.
And I don't think Cam's ever lost to him, to Tom Brady, I don't think.
I have to. Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So let's, So this is that part of this division is why I think the Panthers still have a shot. Some other ones, we get to the Washington football game. Oh, this is what I was going to ask you about. The Pittsburgh Steelers game last night. We didn't get a chance to talk about that.
Yeah, Zach, I wonder why.
It got buried. The lead got buried. Well, that's okay. That's what we're here for, the resurrected, according to Cam. Pittsburgh Steelers fall to the Chargers, the L.A. Chargers, yesterday.
Right.
41-37. And I got to be honest with you, with the exception of two mistakes late by the Chargers, I don't think it was really that close.
Really? Well, it was close.
Yeah.
I mean, the Steelers had the lead with 3 minutes to go in the game.
That's right. They scored 14 points in like 2 minutes?
They scored 24 points, I think, the second half or the fourth quarter. I can't remember, but yeah.
Yeah, most all of it was in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So.
So is this something to worry about for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Are they going to the playoffs? They still gonna make the playoffs?
I don't know. Maybe we should ask Dennis that question. I mean, he's the one.
Oh, Dennis back there? Oh, let me ask Dennis.
Is Dennis somewhere around back there?
Here. You know I'm
here.
I'm
just asking.
Oh, DC, I didn't know you back there, man. DC, we were trying to figure out what we could do to help support, you know, this flailing team of yours and figure out, you know, what needs to happen here.
Well, you know, things that would help would be a healthy defense right now. You know, no T.J. Watt.
Oh, it's a defense.
No T.J. Watt, no Joe Hayden, and no Minkah Fitzpatrick, the guy that you all love and respect, Minkah Fitzpatrick, because he went to the University of Alabama, capstone of higher education, led by the one and only Nicholas G. Saban, Roll Damn
Tide.
There you
go.
Boy, don't you know how to see it.
Boy, he said it so well, too.
Boy, you said it with a mouthful.
You can't deny it.
Thank you.
But that was the thing yesterday, is that you take your three best defensive players off the field, you know, you're going to give up a lot of points, especially with a guy like Justin Herbert on an offense.
But they made up for it, right? Two key interceptions. They have two key interceptions down the stretch.
They had a key interception late that set up a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Also, they had a blocked punt that set up a touchdown, too. Yeah. So, I mean, they did make some plays late, and they had the ball. Right. I mean, they had the lead 37-34 late, but a defensive breakdown where the safety who was filling in for Minkah Fitzpatrick – made a big-time mistake, and that's when Mike Williams had that touchdown.
Right.
So,
He went right, the receiver went left, so, yeah, you're right.
Yep, so that's really what it comes down to is the defense there at the end just didn't quite have enough. And that's really what it came down to missing. But they still have a chance to make the playoffs. They're only about a one loss back in the win column, or one back in the win column from Buffalo and L.A. and the Bengals right now. So, definitely have a chance to get in for sure.
Okay. How about them Cowboys, K-Mac?
You know I was going right to it. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Dallas Cowboys 19-9. Patrick Mahomes is back playing like he's never left. 260 yards. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 63 yards. Tariq Hill had 77 yards. But more importantly, Dallas had 3 field goals. That part right there. Dallas, 3 field goals and nothing else. I don't know what to put it on. I don't know blaming them other than they dropped the ball all over the place. That was really the issue. They dropped it. I mean, I don't know. As a quarterback,
They had some drops, but I wouldn't say that was on this game yesterday either.
Well, I mean, if they dropping the ball on you, what you got to do, Reece? What do you have to do? You putting it on
Okay.
them?
Okay.
Well, I'm just asking. Let's analyze like the sport, like we do it. He putting it on him.
Well, Amari Cooper wasn't there. That hurt.
Okay.
And also CeeDee Lamb went out second half. That hurt too. But
that's true. But he still put it on the other young boys. He was hitting them in the chest.
Yeah. But none of them young boys play offensive line. And they was model whopping the offensive line. I mean, I'm talking one guy, Jones had 3 sacks or 4 sacks. He didn't have about 5 the whole year last year. And he had 4 in one game. So none of them young boys, none of them guys we just talked about play offensive line. So you get somebody to play offensive line, then talk to me. But that's where the problem started right there.
That's why you have to make the one time he can get it to you count.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
You have to make sure it counts because he's only going to be able to get it to you one out of every five.
But the big picture is that, okay, people, I mean, like DC just talked about, they have some guys out. You're going to have guys out all the time. But the Dallas Cowboys, we get closer to the end of November. This is when it starts turning. Watch me now. We see this every year.
Yeah.
Every year we see this. How about the Cowboys? They go up against a team. Right. And keep in mind, Kansas City is still trying to get their groove back. But I'm telling you.
I told you they were no-show November.
They dominated.
I tell you they were no-show November. Didn't I call them no-show November? I told you. No-show November.
This is what they do.
That's
what they are. So also, Chris Brown, JP, Phil Ford, all y'all, KC behind the glass, all y'all Cowboys fans, this is what is expected. Mm-hmm. There's no news here. This is what y'all do.
You are exactly who we thought you were.
Thank you, Hanif. All y'all, Cowboys fan. All y'all, rah rah rah, whatever.
And they all so sad now. That's what gets me.
I know. They run hard. They die hard too. They die hard, boy. I'm telling you.
No, they die fast. That's what you mean.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Cause you can't find them now. You can't find them now, boy. How about them boys? Cowboys everywhere, coming out of the little sewer pipes, lurking around in the grocery store. Cowboy fans everywhere.
Come out of the sewer pipes.
Yeah, they everywhere. They coming out the little. They everywhere, man. I'm trying to tell you. They like gremlins. But all of a sudden, you feed them that L, and they turn over. They gone.
Can you imagine if they would have beat Kansas City yesterday? Oh my God, they would have been out of control this morning. Couldn't even hang around him.
Once again, God has spared us from this.
I bet you do.
He has spared us from this. Because if they won yesterday, we wouldn't be able to take it.
Yeah, you're right.
They would be on their way to the Super Bowl. Because, matter of fact, Friday night, your man, CB, Breezy, he went on and on and on and on and on about his Cowboys and how great they are and where they're going. No show November.
No show November.
Your Cowboys, our expectations. Once again, they meet.